saw this on the men's room wall this morning. Point to ponder. If Milli Vanilli fell down in the woods, would someone else make a sound? Bill Collins, You're No Son of Mine here. We're coming up in the next 60 minutes. You're my listener, and we've got Jay Leno checking in. Donahue. We'll find out what is in on this next show. It's getting weirder all the time. Muffy at the movies, and we'll check the mini ball. Here's Steel. It's only the beginning.
The beginning.
Well, it might be the beginning here in the 90s decade. Are Goober and Barney destined to be the 1990s answer to Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock? Well, judging from the cult status the Andy Griffith Show has achieved over the past couple of years, they might be. That's the word from English professor Roger Cooper, who says many fans of the Andy Griffith Show share the same single-minded devotion to Mayberry that Trekkies have shown for years. He says books have been written about the show, it's all over the tube and syndication, and there are more than 10,000 members in the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club. Cooper has every black and white episode on tape and says the town of Mayberry is what makes the show so special. He says fans watch the show over and over because they yearn for the simpler times and small town values that always existed in Mayberry. Marty!
He's a fishy!
Children and teens are always looking for something fun to do. And the Youth Center at your installation is ready with all sorts of good activities. There's softball, basketball, swimming, and other sports, as well as picnics and trips to cultural events. For teens, there are parties and dances with their favorite music. But if you're looking for fun, contact your Youth Center to see what's available. They always have some good things going on. We said we have a little bit of a preview here of Donahue. What's next?
On the next Donahue, consider it the ultimate humiliation.
What?
Worse than a singer forgetting the words to a song, even worse than a talk show losing a point in the ratings.
And that
I'm
is?
I'm talking about rabbits who lose their sex drive.
Please, Jessica, you gotta believe me. It's not that I find you two-dimensional.
We'll hear their stories, share their pain, hopefully answer their questions.
Yeah. What's up, Doc?
Not as much as there used to be, huh, Bugs?
Rabbits who lose their sex drive. Who should pay for it, federal, state, or local? And if we don't, how should we mandate it? Should we legislate it
or make it another liberal program?
Next Donahue.
Thanks, Bill.
Bangkok, a lot of people, and God.
half past midnight. As you turn up the sideline. Hey, there's no passion. There's no passion. There's no passion. I need passion. You need passion. We need passion. Can't live without passion.
No matter what you do, I love your smile. Might I add, I love it with passion. Here's Shanice.
you. Yeah, and it's true. Like rock, tickly deep. Through you, too deep in a girl like me. Honey's the one for you to be with. But when I'm caught all alone, I start testing. It's a state of depression. And in the thunderclouds of doubt moving, I begin to wonder. Do you still love me? But after that, my whole world is beautiful.
You till the wind quits blowing, till the stars stop shining, until the recession is over. Have you ever heard of DANTES? DANTES stands for the Defense Activity for Non-Traditional Education Support. And what does that mean to you? Well, DANTES administers non-traditional education programs that can often substitute for formal classroom instruction. This means increased opportunities for obtaining college credit toward a degree. Through these programs, you may get college credit for your military training, and you can document specific learning experiences by taking examinations. These programs can save you time and money as you go for a college degree. For more information on DANTES, contact your education counselor. Is he ready? On the phone? All right, Ed. Here's the news summary right now with Jay Leno.
Hey, good morning, Charlie Tuna. Well, gee, did you see this, the new Madonna book? Madonna Unauthorized, making a big stink.
Oh, yeah.
And so does Madonna. Anyway, he says... The singer really got on Jackie Onassis' bad side a few years ago when Madonna was dating JFK Jr., John.
Uh-huh.
According to the book, Madonna showed up at Jackie's home with John on her arm the same day Life magazine came out with Madonna on the cover dressed up like Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, yeah.
Then things really got ugly when Madonna asked Jackie to join the NRA. the whole thing right. Hey, 1,000-year-old body found in a glacier in Austria. Did you see this? Did you hear about this?
Yeah.
In excellent condition.
Mm-hmm.
Scientists have been able to determine what the man was wearing, what they think that he ate, what he was doing when he died, and they even have reconstructed his last words before his death.
What was that?
When will that darn cable guy show up? Hey, David Duke lost that election. Really sad to hear that.
Yeah, right. We all were.
Really sad to hear that he lost the governor's seat in Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand that after the election was over, he made an announcement to all his followers.
And it was?
To reboard the space alien ships and go back home.
Charlie Tuna!
Step all my life as a result of being on a farm. Here's Paula Abdul, Long Kisses in the Wind. And again, referring to the farm, it's downwind.
So tell, baby, tell your true heart. Say what you say.
That's Paula Abdul blowing, are you sure you're just blowing kisses?
Charlie Tuna.
Are you having trouble deciding how you should pay your state taxes? Well, the Soldiers and Sailors Civil Relief Act states that you only pay tax on your military pay and personal property in the state where your permanent home is. Now, if you have a little something going on the side and you're renting or selling property, or maybe you have a business interest in a state other than where your permanent home is, you have to pay tax in that state. If you have any questions, contact your legal assistance office. Muffy, our movie reviewer, coming up here in a few minutes. But let's get away from it all and head for the movies. And to find out what's playing, let's call our favorite little mini-mall theater complex.
Hello, and thank you for calling the Mini 26 Theater Complex. Now showing you the following. Emotions Abound in Our High-Strung Feelings Festival with Cape Fear, Paranoia Peninsula, Consternation Cove, and the subtitle Swedish Import Frightening Fjord. And it's the moving world of Stamina and Go the Distance with Glenn Close and Jamie Farr.
Right.
And don't you dare miss the first-run sneak previews of Dustin Hoffman and Hook, Alan Cranston and Crook, and David Duke and Schnook. And thrilled to the Strange Twists of Love and Fate with Julia Roberts and Sleeping with the Enemy and Kathy Bates and Awakening with a Coyote. And just what you didn't even know you've been waiting for, Ellen Barkin and Switch and John Cameron Swayze and Swatch. And you'll have a blast off with Frankie Avalon and Julie Newmar and Mars Needs Women and the sequel Frankie and Julie Star with Sarah Bernhardt and Mars Needs Women, but not that bad. And it's misery like you've never experienced it in the snack bar lounge. Free promos with every $25 purchase. So for an exciting evening out with the whole family, if you haven't got a big one, come to the Mini 26 Theaters and any by 10 seats. And thank you for calling.
Longer. Take your time.
seconds, the cream always rises to the top, doesn't it? It's just like a good vibration shakes it down to the bottom.
Yeah.
Marky Mars, Funky Bone. Good vibes. Marky Mark. Mark and the Funky Bunch. You ever wondered what Opukum does to your double scoop chocolate fudge sundae? Have you ever tried to find a hozone? Are you confused? Well, there's some more sniglets, words that aren't in the dictionary, but they should be. They're invented by comedy writer Rich Hall, who says hozone's a place where one sock in every laundry load disappears. Opukum is the cloudy liquid that ice cream scoops sit in at the ice cream parlor. And Oopsama is the sudden scratching of your head or nose when you realize you don't know the person you're waving to. And if you're bobolexic, maybe it's time you stop sticking your head out of the car window and yelling, "Moo!" every time you pass a cow. Whether you're an experienced motorcyclist or just starting out, it pays to be extra alert when you pull out into traffic. It's obvious that your cycle is smaller than the cars and trucks around you. You're not only tougher to see, automobile drivers aren't always looking for you. On top of that, you can be hidden by the surrounding traffic or the scenery along the roadway. What can you do about this problem? Make sure the other drivers know you're there. Turn your headlights on high beam during the day. Wear bright colors like orange or yellow. Black or brown might look sharp, but these darker shades make you less visible. Most importantly, avoid hiding in traffic. Stay inside of the vehicle in front of you or out of the blind spot. Maintain a steady position in the traffic flow so all drivers will know where you are. Motorcycling is fun, but play it safe. Be seen and you'll stay on the road a long time. Well, getting ready to go out to the movies. But before you go, you probably want to catch one of the shows. And here is the best reviewer probably on the West Coast. Ladies and gentlemen, Muffy at the movies. Hi, Muffy.
I went to see Billy Bathgate, and I was way bummed with the previews. That's like my favorite part, but it was like reruns of MASH. I like saw all of them already. I'm surprised they didn't run something on Star Wars or Rocky 1. Anyway, Billy Bathgate was a rad flick, and Billy Bathgate was a killer dude. Okay, so like Bruce Willis was in it. Don't blink, if you know what I mean. Okay, so Dustin Hoffman was in it, too. This must have been his warm-up for Hook. But instead of a hook, he was a crook.
Uh-oh.
Wow, I'm a poet, and I didn't even know it.
Thank you.
Okay, so like you probably want to know about the character development, the plot, the cinematography, the music.
Yeah. All right, tell
okay,
us.
It had a lot of all of those. Phew, got that out of the way. Anyway, it's about gangsters and gangster junk. And Billy Bathgate is a really lucky dude.
Oh.
So go see it. But if you're going with a date, make sure you go to a theater with padded armrests, because when he puts his arm around you, you don't want to break a rib. Ow. Trust me. So that's it on the movie and on my date.
Oh.
So on my movie mall rating scale, I give Billy Bathgate a trench coat star. That dumb armrest. I'm still walking like Quasimodo. Wow.
Softly sleeping. Think of what I'd like to do while you are somewhere dreaming. I feel so happy by your side. Find the words, say what I've been feeling. So in love, I'm so alive, and I know you're the reason why I'm so happy all the time.
cross my mind to find another love. After having been with you, there could be no other.
For loving you here. Well, I live for radio, and that's going to have Canada, though, for another hour. We'll be back in the coffin. Another day of Charlie Tuna. Special hello and a salute today to all our friends and listeners in the Southern Command Network, Honduras. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Until then, keep it here and stay tuned.